If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360. NBA.com draft writer Chris Dortch. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're fantastic. Thanks for spending some time with us and talking about Eric Mika. We're all excited here in Cougar Country as to what his potential may be. What did you learn about Eric Mika as you went through this profile that stood out to you?
Well, you know, I've been doing this for 7 years now, and I've written over 100 profiles. And I always try to pick guys that have a couple of things. One is character. Two is intelligence. Three is work ethic. And I've been able to pick some winners. Now, I haven't always picked winners, but trying to pick guys that, you know, everybody knows who Markelle Fultz is. Everybody knows who Lonzo Ball is. Unless you're a hoop junkie like me, I also edit Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook, so I'm a hoop nerd. There's no question. I'll cop to that. So I watch BYU a lot. I watch the West Coast Conference. I watch the Pac-12. So I see a lot of ball that people may not see on my side of the country. And so I always try to pick guys that I think have some qualities that the NBA might like. And what I find out about, you know, talking to Eric and Coach Rose and some others is just that, you know, the guy wants this. He wants it badly. And he's willing to do whatever it takes to get it. And he's got the physical tools. I don't think there's any question, even though the NBA has changed a little bit, the game of basketball has changed a little bit. You know, it's gotten smaller, ironically. Even though athletes have gotten bigger and faster and stronger, the game itself has kind of gotten smaller. And, you know, some people think that maybe a guy who knows where his bread is buttered, like Eric, and he's a post guy first and foremost. You know, maybe somebody thinks that the game has left him behind. And I don't agree with that. You know, I wrote in my piece about him, if you don't think he can make a perimeter shot, look back to that game at Gonzaga, which, by the way, BYU won at Gonzaga for the third straight year, ruined their undefeated season. He had a huge elbow jumper in that game to kind of seal the deal. So I'm convinced that he has the work ethic to kind of adapt to whatever needs to be done.
Absolutely. I mean, here is a little bit of my concern, and maybe you can put this to rest or maybe you can validate it. My concern is professional sports nowadays, a lot of times, is done by measurables. That's why the NFL Combine has become such a big deal. Now the NBA Combine has become a big deal. There's so many of these measurables, vertical, strength, explosion, and a lot of the things that people talk about with Eric are immeasurables. You mentioned intelligence, work ethic, how bad he wants it. He said himself in interviews, I can come into your organization and be willing to do the things that other guys aren't willing to do, whether that means getting on the floor or you know, playing certain types of defense. Are those immeasurables truly draftable traits, or are they more try and pick up a guy and bring him in and see how it works out type of traits?
Well, that's a very good question, and I've wrestled with that. I used to do some stuff with Seth Davis on NBA TV, and we would kind of poke fun at each other about measurables and how much they really mean. And, you know, there's no statistic at the NBA camp for heart. There's no statistic for character. I'm sure they gauge their intelligence, especially in the interview process, but that's not really something that you see a lot on the mock draft. So this gets off the charts academically. When I look at these things, and a couple of the ones that I've written that I'm most proud of, I wrote about Draymond Green. I wrote about Malcolm Brogdon. And, you know, what's the common denominator? Smart, high character, want to win, have more than one potential next-level skill. And, you know, I think Eric has all those things. I think he could be a shot blocker at the next level. Is he going to be a, you know, a star? Is he going to be the primary option for scoring option for a team? No, he's not. But I think he can play up there. Frank Fraschilla is an old friend, and I think one of the best evaluators of talent in the draft that we have. And I talked to him about Eric, and he thinks Eric's a solid second-round pick. Now, you don't see him in those mock drafts, but I don't place a lot of stock in those. If you look on draft night, round two, there's always some surprises. And I think somebody will take Eric. And it's just for what I mentioned. I mean, when you devote a draft pick to a guy, you better be sure that he is going to come in and do whatever is necessary. And you know, Eric has proven that. I mean, he's a guy of faith. You know, he did whatever was necessary. He went on that mission. It wasn't an easy one. He went to Italy. You know, he doesn't speak the language. He had to walk everywhere he went. He wasn't able to touch a basketball. The guy has shown that he'll go to any length to do whatever it is he believes in. And he believes that he can play in the NBA. So I really, really hope that somebody gives him a chance.
We got Chris Dorch on with us from NBA.com and Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook, ESPN 960. Chris, you mentioned that you think that late second round is a probability, or it's a possibility for Eric Mika. Just because you're drafted, though, doesn't mean you can stick. Do you think he sticks in the NBA, and for how long?
I think he does, and I think he can have a solid career. If you look even at the NBA Finals, everybody's got one of those guys that can come in, play 10 to 15 minutes, give you rebounding, defense. You know, if he scores a basket, it's gravy. Doesn't hurt you, and these are all things Eric can do. I really believe that he will get an opportunity, and I think he can be an 8 to 10 year pro. You don't have to do anything out of the ordinary for the job that's up there for him. He's going to be a backup post. Who knows though? I mean, I wouldn't put it past him to earn his way into a starting position one day, but at the very minimum, I think he is more than capable of being a backup post in that league and providing you with some work ethic. You know, Dave Rose told me that he's never had a kid in his entire career that works any harder or drives himself to the point of utter exhaustion more than this kid. He said he's never had a guy take himself out of games because he plays himself to exhaustion. Give him a minute or two, he's back, and he does it again. So this is a guy who does some things. I hate to use the cliche, but he does some things you can't teach. You cannot coach the size that he is, and you cannot coach the heart and the competitive spirit that he has. And, you know, he was a second-team Casada All-American. That's another thing that I look at. You know, if you've been able to be a student-athlete and get good enough grades to be a Casada Academic All-American, and that shows another level of commitment. And I think that's a degree of comfort if I'm an NBA general manager that a guy is willing to do what it takes to get academic honors as well.
Well, it's really good to hear you say that. And I think, man, you nail a lot of the things that BYU fans are kind of trying to land on that they're not seeing on some of these pre-draft boards. And so it gives a lot of excitement coming from us. Now, one thing I've tried to do is relate Eric to a person who's seen some success. One of the names that we've thrown out, and I don't know if it's just because of we've been able to see this individual play in the same conference, but a Domantas Sabonis. And, you know, measurables very similar. And same conference, similar type of success in that conference. Do you think that's a decent comparison for a track where Eric could see some success? And if not, give me a name of a player that you think that he could maybe mold his game after or expect to, you know, to follow in those footsteps to find a role on a team.
You know, I do like that. And if anything, Eric is a a little bigger physically than Sabonis was. Both of them relentless rebounders. You know, they can bust up and get you 15 boards on a given night. Both of them are capable of scoring in the post. The thing that Eric is going to have to show, and again, I point you to the game at Gonzaga, where Gonzaga had every opportunity, every reason to want to close out an undefeated regular season. And BYU goes in there and beats them. And, he was open from 15, an left elbow jumper, and he nails it. He jumped up there and shot without hesitation. And it's funny, and I've noticed this a lot. I talk to a lot of NBA scouts and other writers. But the reason I got hired at NBA.com is because I know a lot of college coaches. And those are the people that I get my information from because they're the ones that work with kids. And, you know, I'm talking to Coach Rose, this kid has a face-up game. But in evaluating kids, it's funny. A lot of people, scouts included, they want to talk about what they think a kid cannot do rather than what he can. And I just ticked off a bunch of things that I think he can do. And I don't think he's being given enough credit for, A, the ability he has to shoot a 15-footer right now, and B, his willingness to make sure that that's a shot that he can rely on.
Yeah. Well, and you have a ton of credibility. The opinion you've given us does somewhat contradict some of these draft prediction systems. Here's a question for you. Do you think that the draft predictions are affected at all by a guy kind of being an unexpected entry? I mean, he's only a sophomore, may not have been on the radar when they put together the pre-drafts that you know people haven't entered into yet, kind of like a last-minute entry. Do you think that negatively affects him being in any of these pre-draft things that have been put together?
Well, it's funny. Some people think that at age 22, which is absurd, that he's an older prospect. But you got to think about it. Eric had to sit out when he transferred high schools, all right? He played a senior year, won a state championship, goes to BYU, makes the West Coast Conference All-Freshman team, then leaves again for 2 years on his mission to Italy. So of the last six seasons, he's played only three. Well, in my view, he's 19 years old as a prospect.
That's okay? A great point.
So I don't think that you can hold the fact that he's older than a typical one-and-done guy against him. I don't think, and he told me this, he didn't think there was a sense of urgency at 22 that he had to come out. He just felt like, and he honestly believes this, that the only way he can test himself now is to try to go pro. You know, look what he did. I mean, he was second in his conference in scoring and rebounding. I guess he led it in blocks. You know, what else can you do there? So, you know, he legitimately thinks that he's ready. And I think he's going to have a chance. And again, I go through the list and I try to pick guys that have interesting stories and that have some character and some intelligence. And I'm not disparaging anyone. Anybody that gets to this level, they've got a great story to tell. They've got a basketball IQ. They've got skills. But I just thought Eric's story was unique to me and interesting. And as I did more research on him, I really believe that he's got a role at the next level.
We got Chris Dorch on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. He writes for NBA.com as well as Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook. He's the editor there. You bring up a point that not many people bring up, Chris, and those that do serve missions, they don't have the wear and tear on their bodies throughout the mission, right? Those are essentially 2 years off where they might be walking, they're riding bikes, they're probably eating a lot of food, but typically they're either going to kind of lose weight or gain weight. They're not going to have a bunch of wear and tear on their body. So I got to applaud you for that and doing your research. There were a few things that anonymous scouts said regarding Eric Mika, and this is coming from SethDrafthouse.com. Seth Davis puts together this conglomeration of what scouts are saying about prospects, and these scouts stated that he's not good enough at any one thing. He's just okay. He's 22 years old, hard-playing dude. He's a grinder. I like that about him, but they're saying that he's not good at any one thing. How detrimental is that to his game?
Well, what I think is, okay, that might be he was going to be the number one option, but I don't think there's anything wrong with being a jack-of-all-trades. And I would disagree with that. I think he's an exceptional rebounder.
Yeah.
And I think he can defend two positions in the NBA. Might be a stretch to defend some of the face-up fours nowadays, but I think he can defend. It's funny, like I said, Seth and I are old friends, and he tweeted the other day, he said something to the effect that, you know, Eric Mika's the sleeper of this draft, and I'm the only one that knows it. And I tweeted back at him with a link to my story, and I said, you're not the only one, dude. So, you know, Seth, he's like me. You know, he talks to people. He's full up with basketball, and he studies it. And he thinks Eric is kind of a sleeper guy, too. So, you know, I'm not saying that we're right. I'm not saying the NBA scouts are wrong. But I'm just telling you what I know. And like I said, I've written more than 100 of these over the last 7 years. And I tend to talk to people like Eric Mika. And when you've got that combination of work ethic, character, and competitive spirit, you're going to have a chance. You throw in the intelligence, you throw in the fact that he's going to be a good influence in the locker room, the family guy, he's a man of faith. There's a lot to like about this kid, and I would be very surprised if he doesn't get a chance.
Chris, great stuff. We really appreciate you hopping on with us and giving us your insight. Phenomenal profile. You've done your research. You know a ton about Eric Mika, stuff that I don't even think BYU fans knew about Eric. So we invite all Cougar fans to follow you on Twitter at cdorch. NBA.com is where he writes. Also, Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook. He's the editor there. If you're a basketball junkie like Chris, we'd invite you to check all of that out. Chris, great stuff, man. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that phenomenal interview?
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. And I would just close by saying this. I just reiterate that I don't like to look at what kids can't do. I'm a super positive guy for a lot of reasons. But I like to look at what somebody can do. And I think he can contribute just by the sheer force of his competitive spirit. And that's why I think
you
get a chance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic interview.
Thank you so much, Chris. We're indebted to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Chris Dorch, NBA.com, and Ribbon. He's the editor for Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook. If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360.